The following shir was delivered by Rav Ari Stauber, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Baal Mechaber of Kuntres Tfilas HaDerech and Hilchas Shtari Hedyaitis B'Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's shir, we will be primarily discussing the halachas of tripping someone else. Someone who sticks out his foot and he trips his friend. What is he over? Is he over a lav? Is he over an or a shvua? In this week's parsha, Parsha's Kisavoy, after Chamishi, we have an interesting number of psukim. It says the Klai Yisrael climbed onto Har Grizim and Har Evel, and the Levim, they gave them brachas and klalos. It says, Or ha'isha she'yasa pesel maseicha, or ha'makla avi imay, there are 12 arurim over here. And at first glance, it seems a little puzzling. What about these 12 things are special? What's a tzad hashava? In what way are they connected? What's the common denominator that we chose these 12 things to be arurim? Some of them are chelk of the aseres hadibros, not to do avi dezara, some not to be makla avi imay, not to curse your father and mother, some are sheichev and behema, and some are what we think maybe are smaller yisurim. Someone is masig vol re'eyu, someone is mashkir iver badorech, someone is makir re'eyu baseser, someone is lakeach sheichat. What is the common denominator? What are these 12 things? Why do we pick these 12 things for arurim? So the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra are masber that these things are devarim shebis seser. These are things that are not normally done begoloi. These 12 things are done beseser, and therefore we're giving a special ur for someone who thinks he could get away with doing a veris beseser. And the Rashbam is masber. And that's why 2 out of these 12, the pasuk has to say that it was done beseser. Because 10 out of these 12, some of the sheikh and behema and all the other ones, are the derech is always to do a beseser. So it's understood that the Isser is Beseser. But 2 of them, someone who does Avodah Zara and someone who's Makireyu, sometimes that's done Begali. So therefore, the Torah is saying the R is the only one that's Beseser. It says the R Isha Shiyasa Pesel Masecha Visom Basoser. Or Makireyu Basoser. Dainu that the R is only when you do a Besoser. Because the Isser, that is the Yisoid of these Arurim that we're giving, and don't go and think that you can go and do an Aveir B'Sasser. If you try and do an Aveir B'Sasser, you're over an R. Now, R number 4 is R Mashke Iver Badarch. Someone who tricks an Iver on the way. Now, Kipshutai, this R is the R for the Lav of Parshas Kedoshim of Lifnei Iver Lisitin Mikshal. As a lav of the evilly sitting mechshel, the Torah is saying that if you're over that, you get an R, you're over an R and a shvu as well. However, we'll see that perhaps there is going to be a chilek that sometimes you may be over the R in this week's parsha, of our parsha, despite the fact that you're not going to be over the lav of the evilly sitting mechshel. So the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim in Perik Yutes pasuk Yudalid says l'sikal cheresh l'fnei iver l'sitin michshol v'yareisa melekecha ani Hashem. Don't curse a deaf man in front of a blind man. Don't give a michshol and be afraid of your God ani Hashem. So Rashi Afanart right away says l'fnei iver l'sitin michshol. What does this mean? Rashi brings a sifra. The sifra says l'fnei hasuma bidavar. Someone is blind about a specific thing. L'sitin eitzah she'enei genes loy. Someone who comes to you for an Eitzah, you go over to someone to give him an Eitzah, and he doesn't know the right way to go, don't trick him into doing the wrong thing. That's what it means. L'fnei iver l'sitin michshol, even though he's not referring to the pashtei dekra of someone who literally, physically, is mazik, trips someone else by putting a stumbling block in front of him. It's talking about someone who gives an Eitzah she'en egenes. He trips him, he stumbles him by giving him an Eitzah she'en egenes, not physically. And the Chinuch and the Rambam and the Smag, when they're minding the mitzvah, they say the same thing. The Chinuch says, "L'fnei suma bedavar v'hayin neitel mincha etza." He came to you for an etza. Al titin la'etza she'ein ha'genes lo. The Rambam and the Smag say the same thing as well. And then the Rambam, the Smag, the Chinuch, they're meisif. that there is also another thing, another isser included in this lav of Lufnei Ivel Yisitin Michshol. And that is, Zokti Chinuch, Zeh HaLav Koil, this lav includes as well, K'moikein Mishe Yazer Oyver Aveir, someone who helps someone to do an Aveir. That's also Lufnei Ivel Yisitin Michshol, because someone to do an Aveir. So we see over here, there's three possible things that we can include in the lav Lufnei Ivel Yisitin Michshol. One, physically someone caused someone to trip. Two, he gives him an Eitzah Shein Egedes. And three, he helps someone to do an Aveir. Now, just to be madder, this third din, third Isser of someone who caused someone to do an Aveir, this is not the primary focus of this year, but just the basic klal is that Isser is only if someone is not able to do the Aveir himself. He needs you, he needs at least the help of a Yid, another Yid to do the Aveir. The Gemara says someone is betrayed, Avrei Dinahara. He's on separate, there are two people on two sides of a river, and you can't reach the Isser, the Nazir can't reach the Isser on one side, and you hand it to him. So without you, he wouldn't have been able to do it. So therefore, that's where the Isser is. The Paiskim say that it's not only if he can't do it, even if you made it easier for him to do, he only was able to do the Isser al-Yedei Tircha, and you made it easier. Or if he was only able to do it al-Yedei spending a lot of money, and you gave it to him for free, or you made it cheaper for him. All these are included in the Isser al-Fnei Ivel Yisitin Michshol being Machshir someone in Aveir. However, the Paiskim say that since there are three separate Yisurim Nichlal in this Lav, so it's called the Lav Shebeklolis, the Rishayim are Mazber, and therefore you don't get Malkus. Lav Shebeklolis means that there's a Lav with separate Yisurim built into the Lav, and you don't get Malkus with such a Lav. The Chinuch says a different reason why you don't get Malkus is because the Lav Shein by Maisa, you didn't do any Maisa physically, you just did it with Dibur. So now, the Achrayim are Medayik and Rashi, and who are then the Chinuch and the Rambam, the Smag, like you mentioned, that they held that the Isser is only the Pashtei Dekra, that there are only two separate Isurim, not three. The Hainu, the Pashtei Dekra, from the Evil Yisitin Michshol, is talking about someone who gives the Eitzish Ein HaGenes, and not someone who trips someone physically. There is no Lav for someone who trips someone physically. The Hainu, there's a Pashtei Dekra and a Drasha. The Pashtei Dekra is someone who gives the Eitzish Ein HaGenes, and the Drasha is someone who is Misayeya Oibri Aveira. Someone helps someone doing an Aveira, but ultimately he couldn't do it himself. But tripping someone physically, that's not an Isser B'chlal. Because Rashi, right away on the Pasuk, teaches it means Fnei Sum B'Davar. And the Chinuch and the Rambam, the Smag, they say Sum B'Davar, and they're Moisif also, V'chein K'moikein, it's Koil, someone is over there. No one mentions this Isser of tripping someone physically. Elamai, they held that the Pasuk is not talking about such a case. And the Minchas Chinuch brings this Dik, Afinart, on this Chinuch, and it's the Reish Lamed Beis. And he's Medaitis, and he says the Chinuch is Mashmat's not talking about someone who's tripping someone else. But the Minchas Chinuch is Matmiya. What's the Pshat in such a thing? We have a Klal, Ein Mikri Yitzim De Pshutoi. The Gemara in Chulin does say that the Tzedukim, the Gemara in Chulin Dav Gimel, said Tzedukim learned that the Pasuk is talking about someone who trips someone. And the Tzedukim are wrong to say that it's only talking about such a case. It's even talking about someone who gives the Eitzah Shein Egedes, or someone who's going to say Oyver Aveir. But they're not wrong that it's a Pashtei Dekra. The Tzedukim always only darshan the Pashtei Dekra. But we darshan both. There's a Pashtei Dekra and a Drasha. So therefore, in Nikiris Nipshuta is a cloud we have. Why did, from Riyato, Kinnear, would seem that at first glance, Rashi and all these Rishonim held that it's not talking about someone who trips someone else. So the Achrayim say different pshatim to be Masber, Rashi, and these other Rishonim. The Mizrahi, he says that the reason is because the juxtaposition of either to Cheresh, to the beginning of the Pasuk. Like we said, the Pasuk starts off, L'Yisekalel Cheresh V'lifnei Iver L'Yisitin Michshol. And just like the Gemara darshins that Cheresh is Lav Dafka talking about a deaf man, Gemara has a drasha Amcha to tell you that there's a Lav to be give a klal to anybody, not just a deaf person. Who hadin, there's going to be, this that says either, the blind man, is also lav dafka, and it just means someone is blind in a certain aspect, because he's missing an eitzah, he doesn't understand what to do in a certain scenario. Just like deaf is lav dafka, the blind man is also lav dafka. That is the pshat of the Mizrahi. The Kliyokar and the Maral, they say, The fakert is not because the smichus to cheirish, it's because the smichus to the end of the pasuk. V'yareisa melekecha ani Hashem. That Rashi's mazber v'dir, that means that v'yareisa melekecha. Why do we say v'yareisa melekecha? It's because since this is a davar hamaser lelev, someone could claim that I really meant to give a etzah hagenis, I just made a mistake. Therefore, it's between you and Hashem. It says v'yareisa melekecha, have hira from Hashem. Now, if we're talking about someone who trips, physically trips someone else many times, that's something that other people see. That's not something that's muster lev. It wouldn't pass to say a klal of yireisim lekecha on such a thing. Oh, the tzedel derech says different pshat. He says that the word lefnei iver le'sitein michshol wouldn't pass for someone who's physically tripping someone else, because the word sitein means to give, not to put. The word sosim means to put. If it meant someone is putting a stumbling block physically in front of someone else, it should have said lefnei iver le'sosim michshol. Since it says lefnei iver le'sitein michshol, it's mashma, we're talking about someone who's giving someone something. What's he giving him? Obviously, he's giving him a etzah she'ein hagenis. The Be'er Basada says a fourth pshat. He says that obviously the pasuk cannot be talking about, the pashto dekra cannot be talking about someone who physically puts a stumbling block in front of someone else, because such a case, it's not only an iser to put it there, it's a chiv to take it away, because al yisamayit al dam reyecha. So obviously the pasuk is not talking about such a case, it's talking about a place where the only iser is putting it there, which is giving someone a itzah she'ein hagenis. And the fifth pshat that we have is the sifsei chachamim. The sifsei chachamim says that it's gufa learned out of our parsha of or mashke iver badorech. And the Sifsei Chacham tells us that there's a chilek in diktuk between the word biderech and badarech. Biderech means on a derech, on a derech, or mashke iver biderech. But it doesn't say it, it says badarech. Badarech is as if it would have said bihaderech, which means with a hey ha'idiyo, the derech, not a derech, the derech. The ha'idiyo, we're talking about a specific derech that we knew about prior to this person tricking someone else. So what's that derech? If we're talking about someone who's just tripping someone else, there's no specific derech. Obviously, we're talking about someone who asked for a etzah in a certain path, which path to take, and you tricked him on that path. And the lav of Ne'iva is learnt out of the or of this week's pasha. That's the five shatim that the Achrenim give, why Rashi and the other Rishonim held that the pasuk is not mashma, the pshutai. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Lamelech. He wants to say, he wants to be mechalik between the lav in Parshas Kedoshim and the oror in our parsha in Parshas Kisavoy. That the lav in Parshas Kedoshim, that's where all the Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Rambam, the Smag said that it's not talking about the Pashto Dikra. But the oror in our parsha is talking about someone who trips someone else. And if so, even though someone who trips someone else won't be over a lav, he will get an oror, he will be over in a Shavuah. And the Mishnah Melech is Masber. I'll pee the Re'im, and I'll pee the Maral, and I'll pee the Kliyokar. That since the Makar to say that the Pashto Dekra is not talking about someone who's tripping someone is because of the Smichus to Cheresh, or the Smichus to Vireisim Lekecha, that's only in Pashto's Kedoshim where there is such a Smichus. But in Pashto's Kisavah where there's no such Smichus, it's even talking about someone who trips someone else. Now, obviously, this doesn't work in the Sifsei Chachamim's pshat, because the Sifsei Chachamim says that the Makar, to say it's someone who's not tripping someone literally, is Gufa learned that of our Pasha. But Al Kaparim, in the other pshatim, you can say the Mishnah Melech Chilek. Well, however, the Mashmois of Rashi is not like this Mishnah Melech. It's pretty clear, not like this Mishnah Melech, because Rashi in our Pasha as well says, Mashke Iver Hasuma Bidover, Masiya Eitzera. He brings the same Sifra in Parshas Kedoshim. And he shelves the two to here. So either you would say Rashi holds like the Sifsei Chachamim, and we're like the Sifsei Chachamim, or you just say Chaylik in the Mishnah Melech. You say that just because, there's no Makar by the Arurim specifically to say that it's not talking about the Pasha Dekra. However, the R is learnt out of the Lav. That the same geder that we give to the lav, we'll give to the ar. And just by the lav, it's mavur, it's not talking about the pashto dekra. But then by the ar, it's not talking about pashto dekra. So where we stand now is, so far, is that it would seem, from the Rishonim, that the l'chol apachis, there's no lav to stick out your foot and trip someone else. You're not over any lav. And perhaps, there's no ar either. There wouldn't be an isser b'chlal to go and trip someone else. Perhaps there is a ar, but al kalpanim there wouldn't be a lav. However, the emes is that the haskama of the rishonim, the achreinim, and the paiskim is not like this. And the haskama is that there is a lav, there is a ar, there's a lav, even to stick out your foot and trip someone else. And the pashtei dekra is not just talking about someone who gives the eitz shein and genis. The pashtei dekra is including someone who physically trips or harms someone else. It's more like that. The Baal Turim Afinart, he says this clearly, and he says v'chein mashma b'zoyar. The Sipurnu, also Afinart in Parshas Kedoshim, he says afal pi shloi tazik b'yadayim, even though you're not harming someone with a hezek b'yadayim, and it's only a gerama, he need tigre v'hezek. The lav is for being goyer m'hezek. So you see clearly, he's talking about physically being goyer m'hezek to someone else. And that misses the Meshech Chachma. He wants to say that the lav, the azhara, to put a bar b'shus harabim, is gufa from this pasuk of lufnei evil esitin mechshol. Everyone learns Baba Kama, comes across this, when they learn the sugis of bar, that this shita of the Meshech Chachma, that the azhara, it's a whole shiloh of the Baba Kama, what the azhara, what the lav and azhara is for someone, for the mazik abar. So he says, gufim from evenly seasoned mikshol, and he's learning that obviously the pashti dekra is talking about someone who physically trips someone else as well. Now, the Yad Ramah in Baba Basra says the same thing as well, that the pashti dekra is talking about someone who physically trips someone else. And the Sefer Hasidim is more like this also. He says someone who has a disease, a mukashchin, should not take a bath with other people without warning them first. And if not, he's going to be oivel, seitan mikshol. And like we said, the Minchas Chinuch, the Meshech Chachma says like this, and the Minchas Chinuch, despite the fact that he's medayik in the Chinuch, that it's the Pasha Dikra is only talking about someone who gives the Eitz Hashem again us, he says, he asks, Ein mikra yoytzim de pshutoy, and he's noita to say that there is a lav for someone who trips someone else as well. And the Torah Tamima says like this, and Halacha as well, the Chazanish, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Chaim Oizer, Achiezer, they all say that the Pashtei Dekra, physically tripping someone else, is included in this lav. And L'chayr, the Hezber is, they're not coming to argue on the Chinuch, they're not coming to argue on the Rambam, they're not coming to argue on the Smag. They're coming to say that despite the fact that the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Smag speak out, someone gives Eitz Hashem Eganis, but Zeklal in Mikri Eitzim Dei Pshutai, and they understood that, and they knew that they're coming to be Moisif, this, to the Pasuk, and they're coming to bring the Sifra to say this is included also. But Avada in Mikri Eitzim Dei Pshutai, and someone who physically trips someone else will be over as well. However, there may be a chilek between tripping someone else and who had been giving Eitz Hashem Eganis to the third Isser that we mentioned. The Hainu the Isser to be Misayeya Oiver Aver, to help someone do an Aver. And that is that the Lashon of the Chinuch and the Rambam is that this Sivui of giving someone Eitz Hashem Eganis and who had been the Minchas Chinuch is Masber, the Isser of tripping someone else, is only to B'nai Yisrael, to a Yid. And the Minchas Chinuch asks, as in the Furshik Gemara, in the Beit Zohar Davov, that you're not allowed to give Eiver Menachai to a Goy. You see that the Isser, Lifnei Eiver, includes a Goy as well. Zok the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe you'll be Mechalik between the Yisurim. That the Isser, to be Eiver Lifnei Eiver, by helping someone do an Aveira, that's even to a Goy. But giving an Eitz Hashem Eganis, or tripping someone, that's only to Yid. Why should you be mechalik like that? Even though you're not allowed to give Eitz HaTayva to a guy, but maybe this is to give him Eitz HaRa. So why would he be mechalik like that? So Rav Moshe, in that tshuva, Nigris Moshe, he goes lahalacha, that Tataka is a chilik. That's mutter to give Eitz HaShein HaYegenis, and it's mutter to trip a guy, lahalacha. You let it stick out your foot and trip a guy. Might not be so smart, but you're allowed to do that. La halacha. The only isser is to trip a yid. And he's mazber, and he brings rais this. He says the Gemara Baba Kama Dav Kufi Gimel and Beis says a to'is akim to trick, not to trip, to trick a guy is mutter. And the Gemara gives examples that the way Namaraim tricked the guyim was through giving them a Eitz Hashem Eganis. So you see, that you're allowed to give Eitzah Shein Eganes to a guy. And Moshe's Masber, that because these Isurim, of an evil Isitin Michshal, these two categories of, category number one, either physically tripping or giving Eitzah Shein Eganes, and category number two, causing some to be even aveir, are two separate Isurim B'Yisaydam. The Isur of causing someone to tripping someone, or giving Eitzah Shein Eganes, is Bein Adam L'Chaveir. You're causing the Hezek, whether it's a physical Hezek, or it's a Hezek in an Eitzah, that's a Hezek. And there's no Isur to be Mazik Agoy, it says Re'eyu. It's Bein Adam L'Chaveir, that's no Isur to Agoy. But the Isur of being causing someone to do an Aveira, the problem is not because you're doing something bad to him. At least that's not the only problem. The problem over there is Bein Adam L'Mokim. You're shtelling too, you're becoming a chelik of this Aveira, of this Isser. By helping someone do an Aveira that he would not have been able to do without you, you're causing an Aveira that's Bein Adam L'Mokim. It doesn't matter who you used to be over this Isser Bein Adam L'Mokim. Whether you used the guy, whether you used the yid, that's just a hechet imsa. The facts are, you caused an Isser, you caused an Aveira to be done. And therefore, that's why it's even to a guy. That's why the Gemara says to give an Aver Menachai to a guy, you're Aver. Mashenke, in the first Yisayid, the Isser is Ben Adam Lamak, the Chaveri, and it's two separate Yisurim B'Yisayidam. Mr. Zalman and Evan Ezel and Hilchis Avodah Zarah says the exact same Chilik, also to be Masbid the Rambam and the Chinuch, that the one is the Isser Ben Adam Lachaveri, one is Ben Adam Lamakim, and to a guy, there's no Isser Ben Adam Lachaveri. So just to sum up what we said, l'halacha would come out that someone should not stick out his foot and should be it. He may be able to do a guy, perhaps, as machlek is a poiskim about whether he's allowed to do it to a guy or not. We said our Mishnah says you are allowed to, other poiskim are chaylik. But to trip a yid is for sure you're over a lav, you're over an or, it's a shrek l'chazach. But sometimes people do it for a joke, they trip someone for a joke. You know, you're not allowed to be over a lav for a joke. Even like the Shitas, they're allowed to go steal something from someone for a joke. There are maybe some Shitas. That's only because it's not called a Maisa Geneva B'chal if you have no Kenyan. But over here, any other lav, you can't be ever lav for a joke. If I can't, someone's mechuyev to give away all his money, to give him Maiser kol nemayne, not to be ever lav. No, you can't go trip someone for a joke. Okay, you're gonna be ever shrek l'chazachin. I'm not sure if you'll be ever, but it's not shaykh to cause a hezek. You know, if you just cause someone to stumble, is that nichol in the lav list looking evilly sin michshel, or it has to be that it's possible to cause a hezek yish lodin b'zeh, but zikher it would be something that one shouldn't do.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.